Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Jeff. Very kindly. Let me ask you guys a question here. Hockey Hall of Fame. Tonight, I believe, is the announcement. Is that right, Jeff?
I believe it's 6 o'clock.
So this is an interesting group to me because I don't think of a single guy as transformative in this whole group. Like there's not one guy here that when you mention his name, I say he's in and he's one of the greatest hockey players I ever saw. Not one guy. But there's some guys I think belong. Can I name some names?
By the way, I'm sorry, it's that 3 o'clock they're making the announcement, not 6.
3, okay. You ready, Ron? I'm just going to name some names. You tell me what comes to mind here. And as Greg Wyshynski from ESPN puts it, this whole class is interesting because it comes in the wake of 2018, where you had a couple of no-brainers in Marty Brodeur and Marty St. Louis, and 2020, where you have an all-time great in Jerome Iginla. This is just a different year. So here we go. Daniel Alfredsson, what comes to mind? Not much for
face
me.
Face of a franchise for a long time.
No doubt.
Ottawa, I don't know. Go ahead. I need to know the other candidates.
Well, let me mention something about their resumes. 54th all-time in scoring. It's like, all right, he was Daniel Alfredsson. I respected him. Good player. A couple other guys. Brind'Amour, Mogilny, Roenick.
No one jumps off the charts in me.
Jeff?
Yeah.
One does for me. In this whole class, Roenick had over 500 goals, but it's not him. There have been guys who have more goals than him. Pat Verbeek is one who didn't get in. Mogilny, and I'll tell you why. He was the first Soviet defection. That's number one.
Did he play for Buffalo?
Played for Buffalo.
There you go.
No. That's not it.
Not that the perspective is at all jaded with that.
That's not the thing. I'm telling you. It's that he was the first guy here, and he was under tremendous duress, and then he delivered a 76-goal season. I think if you're looking at, like, quote, fame, Hockey Hall of Fame, and notable achievements, he also had a 55-goal year, and he's 38th all-time in points per game. That's pretty good, 38th.
And he played in Buffalo.
Jeff!
Huh. Wasn't Alfredsson the guy who went golfing?
Yeah, what? I think it was.
Played Oakmont
when they were like facing elimination.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
He would be my choice. Now, here's another one, one we're very familiar with. And these are the defensemen on the docket here. Doug Wilson, Sergei Zubov, Kevin Lowe, and Sergei Gonchar. Let me read you some of the numbers here.
Zubov would be one.
Yeah. Gonch played 1,300 games, and his 811 points is 17th all-time among defensemen.
Pretty good.
That's notable. Doug Wilson was a really good offensive player, and he's 7th among defensemen all-time in points per game. And then you have Zubov, who he was at about 0.7 points per game, and as Wyshynski writes, that puts him on pace or on par with Nicklas Lidström. He won 2 cups, and...
Am I mistaken?
He was a great player.
Am I mistaken to think that Lemieux had no use for him?
No, you're not
mistaken.
He was
here and then he was gone.
Yeah.
And I was under the understanding Mario was not a fan either of him or of his game. Not that that necessarily would keep him out, but that's my memory. Is that your memory as well?
A faded memory. Yeah, I wasn't covering the team then, but I've heard the stories. And yes, does any name jump out there? I think Gonchar is a legit candidate.
Oh, I think so. I just don't think it'll be now. I think he's one of those guys down through the years, he'll get in somewhere. I just don't think it'll be here.
Which one of those guys would you vote for?
Zubov.
Yeah. I think Doug Wilson is kind of underrated. When you tell me points per game, all time among defensemen, and he's 7th, that's pretty impressive.
That is.
And he won a Norris Trophy. I don't think of him And then Curtis Joseph as the goalie. He's fifth in career wins, sixth in games played, but he never won a Vezina or a cup.
Now, Chuck Knoll was never a coach of the year, so I don't think those are
automatics. Yeah, but he won four Super Bowls. Though.
But Cujo, I mean, he was fifth
When I think of a Hall of Fame goaltender, I don't think of him. Maybe I'm not saying I'm right. I just don't.
I'm not saying he's one of the greats, but if you're top five in wins.
All right, get to the – we got the builders now?
No, one more. Two more, actually. Theo Fleury and Vinny LeCavalier.
Boy, Vinny was a really good player for a couple of years.
I'll tell you how good he was, Jeff. He is, I think, in the top 13th in goals per game.
He was a fun guy to watch.
I liked him. And I think he would get my vote along with Mogilny, probably 16th, I'm sorry, in goals per game average during his career. But do you agree with me that none of these guys, when I mention their names,
there's no Mario Lemieux or there's no one jumps off of you and says you got to be a Hall of Famer.
All right, let me go to the builders because one stands out really, and that's the only one that Wyshynski lists here, and he thinks he'll be in. And he should have been in already, and that's Jim Rutherford.
Three cups, agree? Two different teams. I think he's the only one to have two different teams,
yeah.
Right? Absolutely should be in.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't want to be a homer. That's why I'm thinking about it. But
that's
if you
not
look
being
back,
a homer. That's just being realistic.
Three cups. And,
with two franchises.
Right. Especially to win one in Carolina. I mean, it's not exactly winning one in Toronto.
Yeah, and if you look at the precedent, for builders who have already been in, Craig Patrick got in while he was still working. Other guys have gotten in while they're still on the job. I just think he's a shoo-in. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he's doing, especially lately. But his resume for his career, I think unquestioned. I think Jim Rutherford's going to get in.
Find out in 2 hours.
I think that'll actually be a big story, Ron, is for the PM guys. And your afternoon drive has gotten a whole lot better, Jeff, these days. I think that he's going to get in, don't you? I really do.
I think he should have been in last year.
So I think he should have been in 2 years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
right after they won the cup would have been the perfect time. I think he deserves it while he's, you know, still working, while he can still enjoy it. He deserves to be in.
But football, I think, is hesitant to put somebody in while they're still working. Is that working against Rutherford?
No, because hockey hasn't. Like I said,
is there guys in there that?
I said Craig Patrick. Other guys have gotten in during their careers.
Have there been?
Yeah, yeah. I can list them for you, Ron. But I won't because I don't have it in front of me. But I've already.
But you're 100% sure.
Well, I just mentioned Craig Patrick. I mentioned Lou Lamoriello.
Yeah.
That's two off the top of my head. And if you want to talk resumes, this guy's got three.
With two franchises.
Including one that's, you know, arose out of NASCAR country.
Right. And to get players to convince them to go down there and be a part of something. I mean, that's part of it. I think that's maybe an understated role of the general manager to get hockey guys to go to Carolina where they probably feel no one cares. I mean, that's part of the gig as well.
All right, Ron, here it is. Rutherford is what, 71 or something?
I think he just... Yeah, I think he's 70.
Craig Patrick was 55 when he was inducted in 2001.
Wow.
Lamoriello was 66 in 2009. Jim Devolano, four cups in Detroit, was 66. Bill Torrey of the Islanders dynasty was 61. So
I stand corrected. Rutherford is 70.
So Rutherford is the only post-67 expansion GM to win cups with different teams. And only eight GMs in league history have won more championships than his three. Get him in, Jeff. Today at 3.
You sell it pretty well.
Thank you.
Thank you very kindly
for your educational and wildly entertaining sports update as well. Ron, do you want to thank Jeff personally before he departs?
Thank you very kindly, Jeff.
You're welcome, Ron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.